96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. This is a Free Your Mind Friday. We want to know what's bugging you, what's grinding your gears. What do you want to get off your chest? Well, we're listening and talking about it tonight. I have very special guests to help you get through it. But first, WHUR hit the streets to find out what's ticking off D.C. area residents.
I don't understand why people can wash their cars, clean them up, shine them up, but they won't cut their grass. And then the same people will ride down their neighborhoods, throw trash out the window. Didn't you just come from a house? Why couldn't you throw the trash inside the house?
What about people never picking up their trash cans from the alleys? They just stay out there and flies just come in there and just mold and whatever. What about people not doing anything in their neighborhoods, such as cleaning the alley, cleaning your yard, cleaning anything that needs to be cleaned? What about that? I could go on, but I freed my mind, so thank you.
Well, there you go.
That's good.
Yes, indeed. Joining me in studio right now are Dr. Sharon Allison Oddy. She's a health educator and social commentator, and she's a real physician, too, so she can give you a prescription to ease your mind. And comedian Queen Aisha.
Yes, you, that's
right.
I'm here.
Good to see you.
Hey,
good to
Harold.
See you. Hey, how you doing? Now, if I want to know what's bothering you on this Friday. Just let it loose. Don't be afraid to be who you are. The lines are open. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Dr. Sharon, Queen Aisha, it's good to see both of
you. Good to see you. Glad
you too,
to be
Harold.
Back.
Okay, so what's grinding your gears, Queen Aisha? Who ticked you off this week?
I don't really have a lot of issues, but I have some friends, and they wanted me to talk about some stuff like the coworker with the devastating bad breath. And the reason it's devastating, because it's beyond bad breath.
Okay.
It's just disrespectful.
Halitosis.
Right. That's the breath that knocks that knocks down walls and jumps through cubicles.
Well, how do you deal with that, though?
You got to move your desk, because see, here's the thing. The people with bad breath always have something really important to say.
So and a lot to say.
Right.
No doubt.
So on Monday, my friend is not looking forward to Mondays, because the weekend with, girl, let me tell you. That right there. You offer them a mint. They be like, I'm good. No, you're not.
Uh-huh.
You going to take this mint. Or this conversation ends because you're in my personal space. You disrespectful.
Okay, Dr. Sharon, what's grinding your gears this week?
Well, I'm going to tell you what's grinding my gears. I just got new tires and some rims done.
You
and
too?
I rode down D.C. and just hit a rim. So I looked at I came into the station, looked at I just messed up a rim and a tire in D.C. The potholes in D.C. grind my nerves. I'm ready to protest.
Talked about that last night on the news.
Terrible.
Too.
Man, tell me about it. I was late for work because I knew I needed tires this week. Mm-hmm. The little light came on, went to get them. $700 for rubber.
Oh, I got
This ain't your pay week and you starving, you're going to be really poor after that.
No, I have good credit. I'm good.
Okay, that's good, too.
I know it's unusual.
You got a sugar
mama? $700 sounds real good. Let me just say that.
She said, real get that.
Good. Yeah, I'm trying. You know, there are a lot of things that are grinding your gears, and we're going to talk about all of them, because I want to hear from some folks, but also I want to talk about what you do to kind of woosah, to release the pressure, you know, because a lot of folks are walking around with some serious attitudes. They're not just grinding gears, they're grinding muscles. muscles in their face, grinding their teeth to powder.
I think everybody should take their medicine.
Yeah, we don't.
God, it should take it. And what, DC got this new decriminalization as of yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I don't, but I think it's okay. And I think all teachers should. But that's another show, Harold.
Well, you know, I must admit.
Let's talk about deep breathing, relaxation techniques, get your blood pressure down, that stuff.
Bubble bath.
Bubble bath. I believe in the bath.
I believe in the bath. Get in.
I bought my last three houses based solely on the bathroom.
No, it's for real.
For real. I have TV. I have everything. It's decorated wonderfully.
Yeah. So your television don't get moisture?
Mm-mm. It's a huge bathroom.
Yeah. Wow. I want to come visit your bathroom.
I don't know if I do want to come and visit your bathroom. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Deborah calling from Northeast Washington. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey. Why, when you're down and out and you go to the area food bank and the person in charge got an attitude with you?
Wow.
Girl, get your food and go on home.
But you know what?
I volunteer there, but I can't help see when somebody coming in and she got an attitude with them for no reason at all. What's your appointment?
Wow. She should punch out.
So how do you deal with that, Deborah? How do you deal with that? I mean, how do you deal with that? You know, you go down to the food bank. Money's tight for everyone.
Yes.
Folks are struggling. Yeah, you want a smile.
Yes.
Right, because that's the last thing you want is a grouchy person.
Mm-hmm. Golly. Yeah,
I think you get your food and you say, thank you, God bless you, and smile and leave. Because I think if you kill people with kindness, it hurts more than you letting the other personality come out.
I agree.
But I think Deborah works there, so she got to deal with this chick. Yeah, see, that's the difference. You got to take
Deborah,
a lot of bathroom.
You work there?
You got to take a lot of bathroom breaks.
I volunteer there.
Oh, so you volunteer.
So people coming for food have an attitude.
No, the supervisor.
Not the people coming in for food. The people that volunteer there. Oh. Got an attitude.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Maybe you can give them a hug because everybody needs a hug. So
we're going to just pray for them.
Because they're like, you taking too much food. I ain't going to have none to take home. That's what the problem is.
There you go.
They're watching all the good stuff.
Well, thank you, Deborah. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Charles. Charles calling from Cooksville. Charles, what's on your mind?
So the chickens have come home to roost regarding this bogus war on drugs.
Okay.
You mentioned in the opening statement with the epidemic out on the West Coast, not only the West Coast, you know, ever since Ronald, I don't remember anything, Reagan declared his war on drugs, they focused on urban America and totally overlooked suburban white kids that I had getting hooked on heroin in record numbers. And the chickens come home to roost on them. They overlooked it, and now they're playing catch up. And you watch and see what the turnaround will be with the war on drugs. From this point forward.
Well, we'll have to see about that because, you know, the reality is, Ronald, is that everybody's being affected by, dangerous drugs. You know, crack is still around. Heroin, definitely. We're still seeing a lot of growth with that. Yeah, it's in the suburbs. Like you said, the story that I read earlier today about that police chiefs in Anne Arundel County, right here in Tacoma Park, everybody's trying to deal with it. And the reality is we also need to deal with treatment. So, you know, we need to handle that from all corners. So, Charles, thank you for being so thoughtful with your phone call. I need to take a break. But when we come back, we will go back to the phones on this Free Your Mind Friday. What's really ticking you off this weekend? Something going on at home that you can't say to your mate or to your children, and you just want to vent right here and now? Lines are open. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're asking what's bugging you on this Free Your Mind Friday. What's grinding your gears? What do you want to get off your chest? Well, we're listening. We're talking about it. My guests are Dr. Sharon Allison Oddie, health educator and social commentator. You know Dr. Sharon. Also, comedian Queen Aisha. Lines are open now. If you have a problem getting through, just wait. because I promise I will get to you. Keep trying at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Okay, Dr. Sharon, you talked about your bubble baths and stress release. Okay, is that what you're prescribing for your patients if they're undergoing stress?
You need to take a deep breath and realize that no matter what you're facing, it could always be worse, mm-hmm. right? You're still alive. And how bad is it? I mean, even I talked about hitting a pothole and messing up my new rim area. Mm-hmm. Okay, how bad is it? I'm driving a nice car. Okay, so now we just got to get it fixed. You know what I mean? It's all relative. And so I think you have to take a step back. Before you go off, before you go ballistic, take a step back. And even if you're facing major challenges, I believe in a bath because you have to
glad.
Get in the water. I believe in it. You have
I'm
to
glad
get in
you
the
believe
water.
In a bath.
For one reason.
Yeah.
You know, if you drink a little wine in the bath to just chill out, you do need to do something to relax.
But what's the danger of not chilling out, of not relaxing, of carrying
catching
all of that
charge.
Stretch.
See
that,
catching the charge.
I would talk
from
to
a physical
you.
Getting caught up. From a physical standpoint and a health standpoint, elevated blood pressure, mm-hmm. stroke, those kind of things, depression, stress, and depression is a medical condition. So stress, we know, leads to all kinds of things. There are even links of stress to cancer. And so we can't separate mind, body, and soul. So you really do have to find nice legal ways to
Max Doritos, Starburst, Skittles.
But hold on now, Queen Aisha. You make people laugh for a living. And you said
it's
early.
It's the best medicine.
That's true. But don't you ever get stressed out?
I do. And
how do you deal with that? Because, you know, I personally think that a woman with a great sense of humor is very sexy. Very, very sexy. I'm just saying. But... You know, do you ever get stressed,
but like she said, I really believe in just chilling out, you know what I'm saying, taking a moment for myself, meditating,
mm-hmm. prayer,
just sitting still. I don't drink, I don't smoke, so I got to find other ways to do it. I used to be a Snicker girl.
I don't do Snickers
no more. Mm-hmm. I just take little things at a time, but... Oh. But no, I really believe, no, and I really, like, I'm a snacker, you can see, but I know that, for real, when you stressing and you doing sugars and stuff, it's going to take you to a whole nother level. Mm-hmm. So I believe in chilling out, laughing, watching television, and sometimes watching other people's stuff, like the reality shows.
Mm-hmm.
I look at the reality shows, I be like, you know what, girl, your life ain't that bad because you ain't jostling on Stevie J.
Oh,
and I would imagine also, if you have friends that don't have your sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
Being around you has got to be a joy.
Yeah, but also, I don't do drama.
You
like,
don't?
I am drama-free. I got people I will cut. I don't do it.
Okay.
I do not do drama.
I don't do
all
the
of
drama
that.
Either.
Oh, woe is me. Oh, my phone disconnected. Don't call here. No more boo-boo bye.
Well, now. Listen, if you are on the phone, that includes Dave and Bowie, Terry in District Heights, Tanya in Jersey City, New Jersey, Mike in D.C., and Sam in D.C., please do not hang up. I promise I will take your calls.
Yeah, I'm going to... That right there, if they ain't got no minutes, going to stress them out.
The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Free Your Mind Friday continues on Sirius XM Channel 141. Stay with us.
W.